So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan. Welcome. Hope you're well today. So it's been absolutely ages since I've sat in this seat and gone live. I mean, we're talking a good couple of months, but we've just been so busy. Like, you know, we've been on holiday. We've been over to the UK in summer. We've been over to Portugal for a yoga retreat, which is a bit weird, but there you go. But look, we've only got less than 2 months left. In fact, let me tell you what day number we are on. We are on day number 306. Of what year was it? 2021. And so we've got 59 days left. So look, are you one of these people that like, well, you know, that's Halloween done. We got bonfire night. We don't celebrate that here in Spain for obvious reasons. If you're not sure why, you need to look that up. But we don't celebrate that, but we've got bonfire night. And then it's like, you know, the nights are drawing close, aren't they? It's cold. Christmas trees have been thought about going up. Certainly because of pandemic, people are putting them up much earlier than December this year. And I actually don't mind that this year. Normally I hate that kind of thing. But look, we got 59 days left, including today. And actually, it's not 59, is it? Because you got the 25th of December. And so you got 6 days from the 25th to the end of that year. So you can deduct that. So you got 53 days left, including this one, 53 and a half. What are you going to do in the next 53 days that's going to make a difference in your business or in your weight loss journey or in your relationships? What are you going to do that's going to make a difference to your financials? And that's the key, isn't it? What are you going to do next? Are you one of these people that just slowly kind of, you know, everybody's doing it. Everybody just slows down. It's the end of the year. People think about Christmas and everything just seems to slow down. I like to go the opposite. And the problem with that is me going the opposite is that everybody else is slowing down while I'm ramping up. We are fast approaching 50 next year. And, you know, I still get confused over being 50 or nearly 50. Is this the top and it's all the way down from there? Or are we just starting at age 50? Obviously, we've done some pretty amazing things already. And I speak to people who have turned 50 a couple of years ago and they're still wanting to get into property. And I've been in property for 23 years. And I'm like, oh, property is tiring. I mean, we love it because it gives us income without doing anything. All our income comes from property anyway, but it's still tiring. And so, you know, you speak to people and they're just literally getting started. And some people are just getting started for the year. They're waiting for now to actually get started. I'm also one of those people who, when, you know, I'm like that car, you know, we've all had a car like this when we had no money and you turn the car off and then it wouldn't start again. And you go to petrol stations and you have to leave the car like ticking over and you get told off because you left it ticking over. But if you didn't, it wouldn't start again. And that used to be me over Christmas and into January. And I really struggle getting started again. You know, it would take me till April to kind of get started. And then suddenly it's June, July and August. And so it's holiday time. And you have all these distractions and all these things that are coming to stop you from actually doing your work. And it's crazy. And it's like, look, how about this? How about we take the next 59 days and you get yourself a really solid goal? What is that goal going to be? Can you make, for example, on a side hustle? Let's give some examples here. Can you make on a side hustle an extra £2,000 in the next 59 days? Let's do the numbers on that. What is that? £2,000 divided by 59 days is £33. So actually, as an example, we sell, as you may well know, we sell the property sourcing training course. That's £27. And then we've got another training course on how to make a training course, okay, and sell it within 14 days. That's £27. So actually, if we sold one of those every single day, 27 times 59, it's not quite enough, but it's £1,600 more or less. Is that something that you can do? Is that something that you can create as some kind of side hustle? Is there some knowledge that you've already got or some skill that you've already got that you can package up in some way? Even if you just sold it for a tenner and, you know, if the aim was making £2,000 in the next 59 days, you would need to sell 33 a day. Is that possible? Is that something that you can do? Is that something you can create? Or can you create a £100 product? And is that something that you can then sell? So, you know, a £100 product is just one over 20 days period. That's literally it. So like one a day for 20 days, if that makes sense. So you could easily do that. Is there something that you can do? Is there some weight loss that you need to do in the next, well, we've got 8 weeks more or less, call it seven because you've got Christmas. Is that a pound a week, which is about 4 kilos? No, it's not. It's about 3 kilos. So it's, you know, what is that you can actually do to make a difference in these next 59 days? Because I'm not a great believer in let's wind it down. I'm a great believer in let's, you know, keep the level consistent. And actually, can we wind it up so that next year our level of consistency rises? And then the next year after that, it gets wound up going over Christmas and we raise our level of consistency. And by the way, the only way that you can really truly do that without having a burnout is by you recruiting other team members. I mean, we've had a bumper year for recruitment this year. We've had website designers come on board. We've had new graphic designers, new video editors. We've had copywriters come on board. We've had SEO and backlink experts come on board. We've had an absolute bumper year. In order for me to raise our level as we go forward, you know, every year, excuse me, get emotional, is to raise our level as we're going into Q4, and we're still in Q4. We're only a month into Q4 and people are thinking about Christmas already, which is ridiculous. So it's like, what are you going to do? So who are the people that you should be recruiting inside your business? And these don't have to be full-time people. They can be 10 hours a week. So it's 40 hours a month. I don't know what you're paying them, £15 an hour, 40 hours a month. What is that? £600 a month. Can you utilize those resources to help you move your business onto that next level so that when you get to January, you are hitting the ground running? And so, I mean, we've been speaking to a lot of estate agents right now. We've got our new estate agency division, which is one of the reasons why we've been recruiting people, because we've got a new estate agency division. And in that division, you know, the conversation now is we're in November, then we're in December, the two quietest months. And then suddenly you get to January and people are thinking about putting a house up for sale. And it's like, oh, we'll start in January. I'm like, no, you got to get some momentum. You've got to create the content, start posting the content out so that then when people are ready in January, they know who they're going to buy from, who they're going to use to list their property. And it's not just estate agents that you should be doing this with. Like, you should be creating this momentum throughout the entire year. Now, I just want to clarify something here because I'm a hypocrite and I'm quite happy calling myself out on it. My consistency with the creation of podcasts is so unbelievably dire. But you know, we've let ourselves down really, and that momentum has been lost. But we hit November, and now we're on to, can we get a podcast almost every single day, or certainly 3 or 4 times a week? Is that the level of content that we need to be producing for us to get that momentum so that 2022 can be the best year ever? Now, that's quite a tough call. We've run businesses where we doubled revenues, like literally from 60 grand to 120 grand to 250,000 to 500,000 every single year. We doubled those revenues. They're difficult to follow, those sort of businesses. Is that something that we can do again for next year? Of course it is. But we got to start and get the momentum going now. So if you're looking at the end of this year and it's like, well, let's just wind it down a little bit because, you know, it's been a tough year, which it has. And it's been a tough couple of years, which it has. And it's been, oh, it's pandemic and I just need a holiday, which you probably do. And all that stuff, right? But when you compare that with what your competitors are doing and you see your competitors going out there and absolutely killing it. But again, like I say, the way to solve that problem, you can still go on holiday, but you can allocate resources that are going to create the marketing for you to create that momentum. And that's obviously what we do. We create marketing momentum for all our clients. And what happens is it starts off really slow. And then we reach this point where suddenly it all clicks and things start falling into place. And then we start generating more money and then we can do more marketing. And it's like, you've got to get this momentum up and running. And so what happens generally is that small businesses, small companies, one-man bands, two-man bands, a small team of people, they're out there and they're trying really, really hard, but they just cannot get the momentum. And they end up giving up. And they end up giving up just before they're about to get some results. And it drives me insane. It drives me crazy. It's like the 3 feet from gold, you know, where you're digging and you give up because you see someone else over there. And they're digging up gold. So you stop in your spot and you move closer to them. And you're right underneath your feet is a big gold mine of gold available for you to dig out. But you stop and you start and you stop and you start and you stop and you start. And that is not the way in which you should be successful in 2021, 2022, 2023. The days of being inconsistent are long gone. We live in a very, very different world, and the world has shifted in simply the last 18 months. I mean, you look at this. You'd have put £1,000 on Shiba Inu 10 months ago, you would be on your yacht watching this right now, paid in cash. You would be a multi-millionaire. The days of having to move slowly have definitely changed. You've got to move fast, and you've got to speed up, and you're contemplating about going live, and you're saying to yourself, well, I'm going to go live, but I just want to sort this out first, and I just want to sort that out first. In the meantime, your competitors and the other people, they're going live 2-3 times a day. They're making videos, they're creating content, they're putting themselves out there, and they are out there closing business right now. And so the velocity of doing business is speeding up on a constant basis. And for me, nothing has demonstrated that than the last 18 months have. I mean, you've got people starting from zero, making millions of pounds. Look at the NFT space, non-fungible tokens. Look at the amount of money that people are making there. And people are like, yeah, but I don't understand it. And you're right, you probably don't. It's because we're living in a new world order. We're living in a new world order where our politicians lie to us. I wouldn't say that's new necessarily, but they're definitely lying on a whole new level. I mean, have you seen the number of aeroplanes that flew into the climate warning thing that's in Glasgow this week? I mean, the number of aeroplanes. Joe Biden himself brought 80 cars over. We're living in this completely different lifestyle right now. And now is the time to embrace it, certainly in the next 2 months. And so I'll ask that question again. What can you do differently in the next 59 days that is really going to change your life? I mean, we've put money into Shiba Inu. We've got cash in Doge. And we're going to do a podcast about how weird it feels investing in these type of things, because there's no fixed return. It's not like property where I know what return I'm going to get. It's really, really hard. But we still have to do it, and I feel very uncomfortable. And that's also why most people are not doing it. But that has got the real opportunity. In fact, it already has. You know, we've quadrupled our investment on that in the last month or two. And so is it going to double again and double again and double again? Like, who the heck knows? The idea is we'll take our cash back out and we leave the house's money to do the work instead of our own cash. It's always protecting that. But right now, in the next 60 days, Q4 for crypto, I think is open season. I think it's green lights all the way, and we're going to see some things shifting. And even if you're not into crypto or NFTs or any of that stuff, and you're just running a normal business, now is the time that you need to really start ramping it up. Not like, you know, taking time off. You want to take time off, you recruit people. Those people do your job. While you're sat on a hammock next to the beach, your work still gets done. I could literally disappear for 2 months and I'd come back in 2 months and everything's fine and the business would probably grow. And that's because we have all these people that are able to go out and do the work that we need doing. And that's exactly what you need as well. Anyway, look, I hope that's useful. I hope that inspires you to take the next 59 days as seriously as you can. And then just let me know how that goes for you. Hope you do well. Let me know, and we'll speak to you on the next show. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.